Welcome to the Inner Ho Uprising,
a podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black, non-monogamous, pansexual, feminist, ho living in New York City, and
me, Rob, one pansexual, agender feminist with a fatty.
Me, Rodeca, one fat black pansexual whose life is a series of coincidences that somehow landed her here, and
Akua, an irritated menstruating bitch.
Nice. We have two types of episodes on this here lovely ass show: group episodes and interview episodes. On interview episodes, I, Sam, the principal host of this show, and one of my rotating co-hosts talk to folks with insightful perspectives on sex, love, dating, gender, and or race. And on group episodes, all the hosts come together to chat about sexual current events in the world, our lives, and yours. This episode happens to be a group episode, and we're talking about things like boiling your menstrual cup. We're talking about things like
people not cleaning their penises,
not cleaning their fucking dicks, bro. We're talking about
drinking,
the boy I like, Rob. What have you contributed?
I'm talking about all the boring niggas.
All the boring niggas. Yes, this is a group episode, so it's a little bit fun. But for the rest of this month, we're actually doing Mental Health March, which is a project spearheaded by Akua.
Yay!
Our resident mental health therapist. So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to be talking to folks with insightful perspectives on mental health and sex, love, and dating, and it's going to be pretty cool. So stick around for that. But in the meantime, stick around for this bullshit though, like these short segments that we have,
and they are Bay of the Week,
where we talk about people who we find attractive,
Ho of the Week,
where we shout out you guys, the homies, listeners, and the fans,
Self-Care Tip of the Week,
where we give y'all some advice on how to care for yourselves
and pay a ho,
where we beg for the money that we desperately need.
And if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast on social media, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoUprising so we can see it, and the hashtag PodIn so other people can see it.
So my babe of the week is, so you guys may know her as the trans woman who was being misgendered at a game store. And the infamous line, like, it's ma'am. So if you don't know, her name is Serotonin.
It's punny.
It's so punny. Yeah. So she is a trans woman, a white trans woman. And I guess in cis terms, you may not consider her necessarily a passing trans woman. She's very tall. She lets you fuck you up, but she's beautiful either way. And she was in a GameStop, and you don't really know the context leading up to it because I didn't want to watch a full fucking video, because it's pretty bad. It's very triggering. But the employee was calling her sir. And she's like, don't call me sir, it's ma'am. And then he's like, oh, I just said you guys. Like, no, you called me sir. And then you clearly hear in the video the little nigga says sir.
Yeah, and he was a little nigga.
A little
white nigga, though.
And this was not a little bitch, you feel me? And it looked like it took everything in her willpower to not, like, hop over that shit. Because she pulled the, like, yo, I want to talk to corporate. Like, I'm letting them know that you've, like, actually, like, misgendered me many times in this store.
On purpose.
And she kicked some shit over, and I was like, ah, bitch, you better than me. You know, like, that. He was wilding, and then all of the YouTube videos, like, the titles are, like, so fucking transphobic. Like, I just recently showed Sam and Cool the videos, and, like, just, like, we didn't really want to watch them, like, click on them just because it says, like, tranny this. It says, transgender guy loses his shit, like, just really fucked up shit. But when you really look at it, like, clearly she was the victim in all aspects of the word victim when it comes to transphobia. So she is my bae of the week because she released a snippet of a song. It's like a 47-second snippet, but the song, it's a rap song, right? So she dropped some bars and shit, which was really, like, weird because at first, I didn't know what the fuck I was watching. So I'm like, who is this bitch and why is she rapping? And then
she's white,
the...
for context.
Yes. Yeah. I said that in the beginning, but if you didn't realize, yes, she's, like, definitely white. Like white with blonde hair.
Yeah.
But she's rapping in, like, this gritty, like, fucking leaned over. She like, she's like a real nigga, you feel me? Like, it's very odd. But when, so at first when I got past like the dramatics of it, it was pretty dramatic. Then I listened to the lyrics and it's actually like a few bars about being misgendered over and over again. And like, basically saying, you don't care until you damage us, until you fracture us, until you beat us. Like talking about transphobia, the mental aspects of it, the physical aspects of it in a very short little time frame. I wish that she would drop the whole video.
One day is coming soon. That new heat.
Hopefully by the time y'all hear this, I can hear it. You feel me? Honestly, so the shitty part is that it's met with mad backlash, like with this fucking trans ass nigga guy trying to, so it's like, oh, you're appropriating like black culture, da da da. But it's like, I mean, with that, didn't look like she was trying to be black.
No, she was rapping.
She's just literally rapping white. She wasn't like putting on a black
scent or anything like
that. Not even a little bit. Sounded very white.
Yeah, it kinda did.
Very, very. Everything was very pronunciated. Very. So there wasn't even like any like African American vernacular
English
in there.
Don't you misgender me?
For real though, like it was very
that's
like
kind of OD
overdose. but
overdoing it.
It was just like using like art to fight back. But yeah, so that is my bae of the week especially because I know that she knew. Once this came out, the transphobia was going to be absolutely fucking disgusting.
Yeah, it was going to peak. It was going to get higher.
That's all that's going to happen.
Can we get much higher?
Yes.
So high.
As long as cishet niggas exist in this bitch.
So we're going to move on to Hoe of the Week now. And the Hoe of the Week this week is These Actual Nuts. Because that is those are the people who have supported us the most.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
My God. I was like, are you going to name, for some reason my brain literally said, are you going to name the nuts? Because I was thinking like it was a real thing. So I'm like, These Actual Nuts, so what's the name of the nuts? I'm such a child. No, I'm an adult. I thought of that rationally, you fucking child.
We are not doing Hoe of the Week this week because this week was Rodeca's birthday celebration and we're all going to be getting clitty.
Yeah.
So there's no Hoe of the Week this week because it's a pre-recorded episode, but please do know that we love and respect.
We do. And if you do something incredible between now and then,
I'm
we'll
gonna
mention
suck your
it.
Dick. Yeah. Oh, wait, what?
Okay. I was gonna say mention, but
I'm
I guess we can also just suck
your dick.
I'm gonna suck these actual nuts. I've been recording. Akua, please tell them how long we've been here.
It's been a long day for
30.
Yeah.
PM this afternoon.
Yo, this shit is a real job, so like if you just want to go into pay a hoe real fast because niggas
straight
Sam
up over
needs
there.
To get paid exclusively. Do not give anything to Inhole Uprising, give it directly to Sam.
Like literally. Drop that cash
Sam
app, bro.
Ridd.
Right? Yes.
Cash app. Yeah. Yeah. I know you're not above that, bro. Slam Ridd.
With two D's.
Sam Ridd.
Sam Ridd with two D's.
Slam Ridd is my social media presence. If you want to pay
Sam
me, you
don't
address me directly.
Don't mess up.
Yeah.
Sam Ridd, two D's, please, with the dollar sign in front.
Let's talk about ways that folks can take care of themselves.
All right. Go ahead, Akua. I just haven't heard from you in
a while. Boil your fucking menstrual cup if you have one. Just because I've been slacking on that, like usually after my period, I'll boil it, I'll sit in the sunlight, let it kind of let this coloring go away, package it, put it nicely, and wait for my next cycle. I ain't been doing that lately, so I've been like washing it and like just sitting in my windowsill for like 28 days, and then boom, my period comes, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta boil this before I reinsert it. So you
get
know,
into the habit
I didn't
of boiling.
Knew that was a part
cup.
Of the process.
Do that regularly, so then you're not back to pads like I am and just feeling disgusting.
Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, they're kind of all in the same vein. I think we've said something similar, but it specifically can serve your energy in a sense that, like, I don't know, for nice niggas and like people who just like want to save everybody, because that's the type of person that I am, stop trying to save everybody.
Don't
like,
do it.
Because niggas, it's just, it is what it is.
Niggas don't want to be saved.
And be careful who you trust. So this comes from two separate instances that happened this week.
You've been having
to me.
A spicy
yeah,
ass
it's been
life.
Kind of fucking weird.
And you haven't shared.
And I haven't, because life has been weird. And I'm going to explain.
I hit you up and you were like, yeah, I'm good. And then like 3 hours later, you're like, I'm having a panic attack. I'm like,
yeah, yeah. It was very strange. And I'm just like, wow, things are strange.
Okay.
Sam's like, what happened? Yeah, a lot. So for be careful who you trust and conserve your energy. This comes both from work. So since I got the new job at my job currently, I haven't really been able to hang out with any of the people because I'm their boss. But since like my boss knows I'm leaving, I've just been like, all right, let me just hang out with these niggas because I actually like them. And now I can break that boundary down. So like I've hung out with my staff technically as their boss, but like I'm leaving. So it doesn't really matter. So one, it was this dude that I think I've mentioned before.
I don't know if you have.
That has like an attraction to me.
I don't think you've ever actually talked about this on this show.
Well, it's a guy.
On the other show. Okay,
yeah, the other show. That was that happens on Sunday nights. but there's a guy at my job who's like attracted to me. And it started from him kind of feeling like he didn't really have anybody to support him. And this was me being myself where I'm like, wow, I see somebody who's a loner and who's not talking, and let me give them the time of day and talk to them. And it turned into
that
like,
is your type of nigga.
Yeah. And it turned into, all right, I love you now. And
wait, on whose end?
You love
his end. So I walked.
You love someone?
Set the fuck up.
You're not a black hole? What the fuck?
So when I walked in one day at work, there was like teddy bears and a poem. And
oh, that was
balloons.
From him?
Yeah, it was from that nigga. So
I'm really weak.
It's been a very awkward time, and it's kind of culminated into him going like, you know, okay, so he kind of saw like a bit of my wholeness because like it's just gonna come out, especially when I've been drinking. And he was just like, I feel like you can change. And I'm like, I don't think I want to change, bro.
Yeah, like what?
What do you mean? Change into what?
Into this like, so he kind of had like this romanticized image of me.
You're a good girl.
Yeah. And I'm like, bro, I'm not that girl at all.
We already had that conversation before. Like, niggas think that you're fucking mad, sweet, and calm, and no, I'm actually a whore.
Exactly. This, yeah. So for me, with him, the reason why it ties back into conservative energy is because I took the time out to like really
nurture that nigga.
Nurture him in the sense that I was like, wow, this person needs it and I'm capable of doing it. Let me lend it. But it was like, it's kind of backfiring tremendously. Yesterday, I got a text at 3:00 in the morning.
Share it?
Sure.
Also, if you want to conserve this for your fuck me.
Yeah, I will.
Okay.
Well, right. No. Yeah, I will conserve some of it for my fuck me because it kind of ties
all right,
into.
So don't read the text now.
Yeah, right? I won't.
Okay.
But also, in terms of this, like, be careful who you trust. Like, sometimes you just assume niggas would just be down and not, like, blow up your spot in a lot of ways. Or just, like,
I'm triggered. Wow, I forgot
or
about something that happened.
Niggas will just do some fucked up shit. And you trust them to kind of think similarly to you and be fair and be, like, all that type of stuff. And I think it's just like, remember that not everybody is you. And remember that not everybody is worth your time, your trust, your energy, because you'll give it because you're like, wow, this is going to be reciprocated one day. Or just like, you know, this person might appreciate it. Or just like, I just want to be good. And it can be a waste. It's absolutely possible to waste your time, energy, and trust. So just be selective. That's my self-care tip.
Very ominous.
Yeah.
Onward, right? Upward. Squidward. Oh, I'm so ready for the fuck me.
Yeah, man.
If you want to help sustain this podcast monetarily, you can do so by going to innerhouseuprising.com and clicking the button pay a hoe once or pay a hoe monthly. Clicking the button to pay a hoe once takes you to paypal.me/innerhoe, which is our PayPal account where you can throw any amount of dollars at any time that you want. Pay a hoe monthly takes you to our Patreon, which is a monthly subscription service where you're allowing yourself to monthly donate to the show because studios, building a studio, going to a studio, traveling to events, doing events, buying more wigs, all that stuff is not cheap. And, you know, niggas have like, we're not rich out here. You know, we wish that we were, but we're not. So if you want to support us on Patreon, you do receive some perks. So if you do $2 and up a month, you get early access to ticketed IHU events and things like VIP hours and stuff like that. If you do $5 a month, you get that as well as our newsletter. Ta-da-da-da-da. That's what we're going with because everyone voted for it. Thank you very much for voting in our Patreon poll. And we are also considering doing additional video content for people who are $5 and up patrons. Yes, you can also donate any less or any more. Anything anything from $1 a month to $1 zillion a month, Jeff Bezos. Anything is appreciated. This is just a more consistent way to pay a hoe. If you do not have the bag and do not want to or cannot support this podcast monetarily, but want to support us in other ways, you can do an Apple Podcast review. You can do a Stitcher review. You can do 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars on Stitcher, a tweet, a Facebook post, a Tumblr post, a Pinterest post, an Instagram post, a Snapchat post. You can write up about us on your blog. You can write up about us in your zine. You can pitch a story to your editor. You can put a link in your group chat. You can send it to your mom. You can send it to your dad. You can nudge your coworker. You can nudge your friend. You can nudge the person on the subway. You can walk down the street wearing an Inner Hoe Uprising shirt, and you can get that at innerhoeuprising.com/merchandise. You can also wear Inner Hoe Uprising condoms, and after you're done with your one night stand, be like, hey, listen to this podcast. You can also help support us by going to some of the events that we are a part of and throw. So now we're going to round off a bunch of events that are coming up. The first being, I will be at South by Southwest. Yeah, that was a good one. On March 13th, so I'm going to be doing a panel called Where the Podcast Black Sense about the fact that, you know, niggas don't want to give the bag to people who sound black, and they want to give the bag to people who sound like they're on NPR and shit like that. I've talked about it extensively on this podcast, and I don't feel like saying it again because I've been talking all day. But if you are going to be at South by Southwest, please hit up the Onyx Ballroom 1 on the 13th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. It's 60 minutes. And then right after that, I want you to head over to Tea with Queen and Jay's live show on the podcast stage, also at South by Southwest, because niggas is doing it mad big.
Woo!
As guests on the live show, we're gonna have a Stephanie from Bag Ladies, and we're also gonna have Diamond from Marsha's Plate. So a lot of the podcast baddie brigade is going to be there. And this is actually Future Sam recording live March 6th, 7 a.m., live from Wig Crucifix Studios, hopping in with additional South by Southwest announcements. So a few days ago, we were actually invited to do a live show at South by Southwest. So if you're in Austin and with a badge, come through this Friday, March 8th, 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. on the podcast stage, which is at the JW Marriott in the Brazos Room. And you're going to see me and Rob interview one of my favorite humans, Dr. Janina Jeff, about all things sex and science. Is going to be so good. So if you're there, come through. And if you're still in Austin with a badge or without a badge, later that day, several of the podcast homies are getting together on March 13th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at a place called Leech's Cantina for an Austin podcasters meetup. It's free. So if you're in the area, I definitely want you to come through and say yerp, or whatever the Texas equivalent of yer is. Perhaps it's yeehaw. I'm not sure, but maybe you could let me know in person. All right, back to the past versions of Samantha, Rob, Akua, and Rodix. 4 days after that, we are doing our March Sex Trivia. If you don't know, Sex Trivia is our monthly event on a Sunday. Any Sunday in the month at Love Story Bar, we come through, we host a pub trivia event, but it's sexually themed. We drink, we laugh, we have fun. If you want to, we do the fusion dance. It's very weird. It's very fun. If you are not like a vocal person, it's actually like based on like a scorecard. So you can just come and like chill in the cut. But if you are vocal, you can also come chat with us. Akua will probably twerk on you. Rob will freestyle with you. Rodeca will fucking curate the music, OD, and have you shaking that ass, boy. It's free, and we would like you to RSVP if you're competing, just so we know like what materials to bring for you. But if you're not competing, you can also just show up. So that's gonna be March 17th at Love Story. The description for that, the information for that will be in the description of this episode. And then last but not least, on March 21st, I'm going to be participating in a panel called Who Saves the Story of Our Future, a launch party for Preserve This Podcast. Preserve This Podcast is a podcast and campaign to talk about the importance of literally preserving podcasts. You know, podcasters do a lot of very important work, and who knows like where that work is ever going to go. Like, what if one day SoundCloud is just like, I'm done with this shit.
Skirt.
And they just, yeah, exactly. What if they just up and leave our
they
ass?
Up and yeet y'all shit.
You're a dub, boy. Yeah, so we're just going to talk about the importance of preserving podcasts and what podcasts, you know, do to push the culture forward and things of that nature. I'm very excited to be participating in that panel. If you want to attend, that's going to be March 21st at 6 p.m. It's very free. All you have to do is RSVP, and you will find the link to do that in the description of this episode. And now, let's get into the actual show with a segment called Fuck That, which is our current events segment. And we have one thing on the docket today, and it's we have to discuss the man who never cleaned his penis.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
I actually did not read the doc, so I didn't know what was about to happen.
That's pretty funny because it could have been anything.
Yeah.
The man who never cleaned his penis.
Yeah,
and it's delivering on
you just exactly shouldn't look at the dog.
But I know exactly what it is though, so let's get in right into that bitch.
Great. So you know, the Daily Mail, they make things eccentric, but also they're like not a fake news website, and that's why I enjoy them, because they'll put a very stupid headline on it but it'll still be true. So I just want to read like the three bullet points that they had underneath the man who never cleaned his penis, and they are: the man, known only as Zach, claims to have slept with around 40 lasses. This is a British story, and in England, they call women lasses.
Oh.
Fine lass. He visited the sex clinic feeling his penis had, quote unquote, failed him when he could not, quote unquote, finish. And that's, you know, that's pretty sad. And last but not least, an examination revealed a serious case of smegma, which is a buildup of cells and oil. So we're going to get into that. So this story was based on a... Are you okay?
This is wild and sick. But hey, let's
honestly,
go.
Honestly, this actually begs for... This is kind of like... So I went into this being like, this nigga is funny.
Yeah.
And nasty. And then I thought about it a little further, and I talked to some folks, and I feel kind of bad for him.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into it. I want to feel bad, but not really.
So there's a show on the British network, which is E4, called The Sex Clinic. And the show is basically about the fact that experts cut through taboos and young people's sexual health. So this man, known only as Zach, came through and told the experts, you know, that he had pain pulling back his foreskin, and he had a nasty smell coming from his penis and pain at the tip. So they like tried to check him out, and they were like, can you like pull your shit back, B? And he was like, nah, it hurts to do that. They actually said that. They're from New York.
They're
from Brooklyn.
Can you pull your shit back, B? Like, come on.
Nah,
your shit
I really can't.
Right now. That
I
shit really over there and everything.
But she's hurting. She's hurting. Yeah, so and then they had asked him some questions about it, and they said basically the reason why he couldn't pull it back was because of smegma, and they asked him how often does he wash it, and he was like, oh, you know, I scrub it every day or whatever. And they're like, do you like pull the foreskin back though? And he was like, nah. So he's never pulled his foreskin back, and he doesn't clean out like the gunk around his penis. He cleans the shaft and the testicles, but worries that beneath the foreskin is too sensitive for him to scrub with flannel and some soap. But no one had ever told him that that was what you were supposed to do. And if you never know that that's what you're supposed
then
to
you
do,
just do what you think is right.
Yeah, exactly. And if it wasn't ever an issue before, then
why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Rob, you're really putting your head back. What's up with
I'm
that?
I'm sorry. It's just like the thought.
Yeah,
like the pain. Not like exactly the pain.
Yeah,
it's just
that's
like,
all I kept thinking of.
So
just like it being sticky and just kind of like really hurting.
Yeah,
and
like it's like
gross.
not the nastiness of it. I'm physically reacting to the pain of a head of a penis.
So when you are, there's actually a condition that has a name for this, and it's called phimosis. So phimosis is a condition in which the foreskin is too tight to be pulled back over the head or glands of the penis. Now, often that happens in like little boys and stuff like that. I'm not quite sure as to why, but it also happens in grown men, and it can happen in grown men because you might not be cleaning your penis properly. So oftentimes phimosis doesn't actually cause any symptoms, but some symptoms of it can be bilantus, and bilantus just means there's an inflammation of your glands. So that can cause things like soreness, itchiness, odor, redness and swelling, and a buildup of thick fluid and pain while urinating, which sounds super, super uncomfortable. So that can be caused by like improper cleaning, but it can also be caused by like eczema, psoriasis, different rashes, and different like conditions that cause like scarring on the body, or like also I think urinary irritation is also one of them. So yeah, I was talking to a person who actually had suffered from phimosis, and he was like, the reason why, I was like, what caused your phimosis? And he was like, I'm not quite sure because it was a while ago, but after I started like fully cleaning it, that had stopped happening. And I was like, oh, so like what happened? Like, why weren't you fully cleaning it? And he was like, you know, my dad was gone and no one ever told me that I had to like pull the shit all the way back to clean it. So like, I don't know. We're just like in this society where like niggas are just like, niggas don't talk about other niggas' dicks.
Yeah.
That's gay.
It's
unless
true.
My dick is big though. My shit is big though. And like, if it's like, you know, sometimes like, this is a weird analogy, but you know, when you're like touching like a piece of mechanical equipment and you don't want to touch a specific part because you think that part is not supposed supposed to be touched, but that's actually like what opens the latch to put the batteries inside. Yeah. Like if it feels weird to pull it back, then you never do it. And then it's been like 30 years of you never pulling your shit back. And then it's just like,
and then
oh,
you
shit.
Don't think like if you're too scared to even pull it back, you don't think I'm going to put soap in this shit.
Because exactly. Like, exactly. Oh, that's what the guy said. Yeah. He said that it was too sensitive of an area that he didn't think that he had to do it.
Yeah.
So maybe he was likening it to like, I wouldn't put a rag and soap in my vagina.
Yeah.
But true. It's like not a comparable thing because it's not quite internal. There's mm-hmm. just like skin over it. So at first I wanted to really laugh at this nigga, and then I was just like, maybe let's just use this as a teachable moment to like,
because the only part like that was like was in that same story was like he suffered from, well, he had STDs.
Yeah, he had STDs in the past.
Yeah. And I was like, but it was like syphilis, like gonorrhea, like stuff like that. And I was like, I wondered if him not like him, like the inflammation made him more susceptible to it, because he also said that he had like a lot of sexual partners by that
over
time.
40 lasses
and then like he was a young dude but I was just like thinking like, okay, so are you having like unprotected sex without properly cleaning your penis?
And that's where we get into the like, if you're putting that in people's vaginas,
that is my thing,
things are awry,
because it's like, damn, that sucks, I got you. And I hope that, you know, he fixes that. But then I'm like, the people that he was sleeping with.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I know my sensitive ass coochie out the fucking window. Bitch, ER. Immediately.
Yeah.
Like, no, and I mean like literal. Mm-hmm. Like, that would be so sick.
Yeah.
So that's the other reason. It's not just like them. It's like also the people that they be sleeping with. Like, you gotta teach your seeds, your peoples with penises for the health of the world.
Yeah, we just got to talk about genital care more, you know. I remember as a young Samantha, you know, being told, you know, don't put soap in your chocho.
You know? That's funny, that's the exact opposite advice that I got.
Wow.
And I was sitting here thinking about it.
Wow. See,
I was
told
that discharge of any kind was me just not doing it correctly. Oh, and wow. Like a niggas was like, scrub it, like yeah,
but so this comes like, from people,
my male
of,
and female parents.
This comes
both
from
said,
people of like Caribbean cultures where they be using like whole antiseptics up there. Yep. They be like, get this Dettol and whatever else, and get all like.
I am also
that
from
does
Caribbean
not.
Descent.
Oh, well, sorry, so,
do not silence me or my parents.
That's no, true.
Okay. Thank you.
Because I know that one of the guys that I dated in Kuwait, I was getting sick because I stopped using soap several years ago when I was going through this whole fucking chronic coochie condition. CCC, chronic coochie condition. Wow. I don't use soap. I just use water. And then this guy that I was sleeping with, even though we were having protected sex, I kept getting sick. And I was wondering why. And then one time we did have unprotected sex and I ended up in the hospital and I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, what'd you clean your dick with? Peppermint soap. And I'm like, why the fuck would you do that? And then put your raw dick inside of me. He didn't see an issue with it and was like, I'm not cleaning my dick with water, so we guess we're not fucking. And I'm like,
I mean, it was a brash thing for him to say, but I think y'all should have just used condoms.
No, we should have. But either way, I still had the symptoms mildly without the condoms because he was using soap.
Because
I mean,
the soap
with the condom,
too...
my fault. Yeah, because the soap was strong.
Yeah.
So it was like just the fact of, you know, it's those are like fucking molecules at that point, just slipping. Those get through fucking condoms. Like, it was just a dub. And he didn't care enough about my health to not. I was like, you can wash with soap all the time. Like, before you sleep with me, don't wash your dick with soap. That's what he used to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to go get some pussy, so I'm going to go wash my dick with soap.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a part of the genital care you could teach your kids. You don't have to use soap.
Well, what does a person with a penis use?
Water.
I don't know how I feel
mild
about that.
Soap.
Okay,
not
yeah.
like fucking Irish Springs and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Especially on the nuts, you're going to need some shit to make that shit smell decent sometimes. And just be hitting, bitch. But I mean, like...
use actual nuts.
And use nuts to clean your nuts, like almonds. Nah, but yeah, like a mild soap. Like,
yeah.
Even if you're not just using water, I mean... I don't know. That's something that I want to like
Dr. Bronner's
look into. Because what he was using, Dr. Bronner's Castile peppermint soap, which is like way too strong. But it's like I want to look into that though, because I was wondering if you can clean a vagina with just water. Because
I don't think it's the same because it's an external thing,
and because the vagina self cleans.
I didn't get any of that when I was growing up. It was just like,
when did you learn to not put soap in your chojo?
Like up into the vaginal canal,
like all of it.
Okay.
Everywhere.
Is that what you learned also?
No. Just to wash my vulva with soap. Which is fine for me. It doesn't cause any issues.
That's what I do. Like, both my parents specifically said, do not do that. Like, don't put it in there.
Nah, it was all of it. It was like, anything that's coming out is wrong. Like, you're it's wrong.
Satan?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have Satan in your pussy. I just want you to know.
Just coming out at all times.
That's pretty
I guess when I took health class in high school.
Shout out to Mr. Levine.
Yeah, that was my nigga son.
Yeah.
That's when you learned to not use it.
And just like the internet.
I didn't know
that. Like, girl.com. Girl.com.
Like, you know, people think like, yeah, the internet saved the fuck out of me. Son.
I didn't know that until like, that was like two years ago. I found out not to use soap.
You were putting it in there?
Not in.
Okay.
But definitely like, on the hands vulva. And yeah, vulva and like around and like everything was just soap.
I mean, that's a person by person basis though, because I do that.
Okay.
With a mild soap.
But you know, I was using like, fucking harsh. I was using like fucking tea tree and shit. Exactly. Like, it was
whatever I used on my body, which is I use very perfumed soap on my body. I like smelling like man cute, but I was using that was like on recently. Like using that on my coochie, which I didn't know that it was even if it was case by case. I just wish that I would have known.
Yeah.
And I can only imagine with actual penises.
Like, honestly, we did have a pretty good, I don't know, was he good? I was reading sex shit on the internet since I was 12, so I don't even know anymore.
Smith knew, okay? Yeah. Before he even said it, Smith, I was like, duh, nigga.
You want me to teach you scrolls?
Girl.com.
Like, I've just been curious. But yeah, if that was actually integrated into sexual health, that would be... Mm-hmm. It would be helping a lot of lives, man. It'd be helping a lot of lives. Like, there's no reason why, just because your dad doesn't live with you, like, or your dad might have passed away or something like that, you shouldn't just be out there just like, how do I clean my dick? That's like,
it's not
cool.
Fun for the person. It's not fun for nobody. Yeah. For anyone.
It was obviously wasn't fun for this man. He was in pain.
Can I just tell you guys a unclean penis story?
Oh, I was going to do one too.
If
go
there's
ahead.
A smell, then.
There's no smell, it's the taste.
There's particles.
This reminds me of something that happened on the read a really long time ago.
Hair.
Smell and taste. But anyway.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. And then it was like gonorrhea or something. I was like, that's
oh,
what
I don't remember that part. But anyway, yeah, sure. Well, tell your fucking stories, man. We have an hour and 15 minutes, though, so use your time wisely.
All right. It'll be fast.
Okay.
There's a guy. He's a great guy. Okay, he wasn't that great. He might be great now. By the way,
there's always room for growth.
We had sex a couple times before and everything was fine. He had a huge penis.
Nice.
He was uncircumcised, but that didn't matter. It doesn't matter. But it was always
hitting. I actually
prefer
an uncircumcised dick, to be honest.
Facts. I mean, shit just be hitting though, because
it just hits a little better. They last a little longer.
They do last a little longer and they be more sensitive. They'd be like, oh.
Yes. No, that's a fucking fact.
Or they have multiple orgasms a lot of the times too.
They can keep going, yeah.
Yeah. Or not even like ejaculating. Mm-hmm. Like they just have an orgasm without ejaculating. And I'd be like, oh, I know that shit hitting, bitch. Why don't you call me afterwards though? If my pussy does good.
Men are trash.
They'd be like, it's not your pussy, it's my dick. But anyway, but yeah, so I think one time I can't remember if I've ever given him a head before, but there was one time that I did. So this is like a memory that I physically react to. Like I think about
can
it and then
bucket?
My mouth like salivates.
Go get the garbage can.
But I'm not going to vomit. Even though, oh my God. So basically, let's just get it out real fast. So I put a stick in my mouth and then there was a whole bunch of stuff under the hood of the penis. It was oily. It was gooey. It had a texture. And it was all over my tongue.
Yo. Okay. Yo. Yo, it be like that sometimes.
What do you mean it be like that sometimes?
Like, maybe one nigga or two, but nah. Like, it's just like, what the
never.
Fuck is
in
happening?
In 2019?
Nah.
No, not 2019.
We are not.
Son.
We are not. That, in 2019, you see how I'm tugging the mic? We inspect the dick before we put
no,
it in our mouth.
This is not a game. I'm talking about when
like,
I was
come
young.
On.
I feel
that,
you. Because
I was, yeah. At that time, nah. I was 19. Like, I just turned 19.
Exactly.
Now, like, no. If your dick smells... I'm gonna tell you to go in the shower. I would say you wash your dick in the sink. I'm not sucking your dick if your dick stink. I don't want your dick near me if it stink. And it just be like that. I don't be shaming them and shit because yeah, shit don't be hitting sometimes. Shit be right. Like facts. We be coming from the club. You know, it's a nigga I meet at the club or shit, or you know, we be doing shit, or you be coming from work. One time a nigga was helping me move and I was like, all right, I got my period, but I'll give you some head. And I was like, nah, your dick stink, go wash that. Then his girlfriend called, so that didn't happen. But you
weak.
Know, like,
an inconvenient truth.
Thank God, though, because I didn't want to suck his stink ass dick at that point in time anyway. But you know,
let
just...
her suck it.
kidding. But that was my smegma experience, and now reading the description of smegma, it was definitely that on my tongue.
Already, I was already nauseous. I didn't need this.
Well, you're welcome.
And now it's time for me to talk extensively about my armpits, but have no fear because they smell great. So this day and age, people are a lot more careful about what they're putting in or on their bodies, like smelly penises, for example. But on our show, we're always talking about, you know, like self-care, and a big self-care tip would be to shop natural whenever possible. So if you're looking for a deodorant formulated without things like aluminum and parabens, talc, filled with ingredients found in nature, then you should definitely try out Native. Native is made in the USA with ingredients thoughtfully sourced from around the world. They don't test on animals and offer free shipping and returns. Native has over 7,000 five-star reviews online and has been featured on The Today Show, Women's Health, Elle, Good Morning America, and more. Native comes in a wide variety of enticing scents for all folks. Plus, they release new limited edition seasonal scents throughout the year. And you know, I'm a hoe who likes to smell seasonal. That's a weird thing to say, but it's true. They also offer an unscented formula and baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. So I personally tried the coconut and vanilla deodorant, and I love the way that it smells and the fact that the smell persists throughout the day. So it's kind of the thing where like someone could walk by and say, damn, she not only looks like a snack, but she smells like a snack also. Specifically, her armpits smell like a snack. I want to eat them. So we're partnered up with Native to offer our listeners a discount of 20% off your first purchase. You just have to visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code HO, which is HOE. Again, if you want to try out Native and save a bit of cash, just enter the promo code HO, HOE, at nativedeodorant.com now. All right, let's go into our next segment, which is called Fuck Me, the segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. Rebecca, you left us on a little cliffhanger earlier.
Yeah.
Yes. And your name is written down first. So
like, life's been kind of weird in the fact that like I'm hanging out with my staff, but these niggas try and get lit like OD. Like,
that's nice.
It's fun.
They're
but it's also
bunch.
I can't hang with them like that because I really be thinking that like I can just fuck it up, but then I don't remember the night and I'd be wilding. So the first time I hung out with them, I ended up breaking my ankle.
I remember that.
Yeah. Because I was that
beginning.
Late. Yeah. And then I was just like increasingly aggressive in my sexual approach. It wasn't a bad thing, but it was like, damn, this is so not me. So the most recent time, I got fucked up again.
Damn,
my nigga.
This is an unheard
but it was kind of like
story.
It was kind of like I didn't drink any more than anyone else, but my body was not ready for it.
Okay,
so
has it been a while since you drank?
Yeah, okay. And I've always been kind of a lightweight in the sense that like I'm not the one to just feel fine after a couple of drinks. I'm pretty lit, but I was taking shots, so like it didn't hit me until all at once later on.
You're also doing the vodka and soda thing now.
Yeah, I'm doing vodka and soda. Like, I'm not having carbs, so like it's just hitting my stomach in a completely different way. Mm-hmm. So I ended up making a pass at pretty much everybody that was there.
That's that whole shit.
Yeah, and it was great in the sense that like two niggas was like, all right, we got girlfriends, but it's all right. I'm not offended because, like, I find you attractive. I just can't do anything. So I was like, all right, that's cool.
That's a fact.
Another nigga was all over me, and, like, that was pretty lit, right? And then there was another dude who, like, we already talking about it, like, all right, when's this happening, you know? Because that was, like, a part two, and I was like, all right, cool, you know? But the reason why I said be careful who you trust. So one of the dudes that I invited, he was there based off the strength of someone else. Like, I wasn't really hanging with him. I was like, nah, you know, you're white, first of all. And yeah, exactly. And then yikes. Second of all, I was like, all right, you're here, you're my husband. Like, I don't really want any of this. But he comes, and the next day, he's like telling everybody, like, yo, Rebecca was all over me, like, da 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 da.
I'm angry.
Every fucking person who recollected the night was like, you were the one who was fiending for her. Like, you were following her everywhere. And I'm like, nah, my nigga. Like, that's the one thing. Like, yeah, fine. Like,
who
that's
was
what
the good girl person?
The good girl person was a guy that I invited. And this was me being nice myself. So the other guy got invited because he was on the strength of someone else, and I was like, fuck it, let me not isolate him.
Don't invite white people to your parties.
Yeah, never again.
They lie, they cheat, and they steal.
It's true. It's funny. I said it's true. Like, it's, yeah, it is.
It is, though.
The guy who wants me to be a good girl was there, and he doesn't drink, and I found that out like while we were there. So he was just sitting in the corner like watching me and everything that I did.
Anybody watch You on Netflix?
That's yo. And he was just like sitting there, and afterwards he was just like, you know, I could tell that you're a little wild, but I know you could change for me and this, that, and the fourth. I was like, my nigga, nah, that was real me. That was OD real me. Like, don't think that there's anything else. So it's been kind of weird because these are also like, in my head, I know they're lame niggas. So I'm like, why am I even like doing any of this? You know? They're all lame niggas though.
And that's why you just be dating or like fucking around and just like, why am I doing any of this?
Like, what does it matter anymore?
Yeah, like, they're lame enough that like, I know we're all going to hang out with them. And I'm just going to be like, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm like this.
You know, I'll roast the boy, though.
I know.
In real life.
Yeah.
Via text in the room.
And like, I'm so scared. And it's like,
I'm ready.
Don't be scared.
And please invite the white nigga.
I'm not inviting the white nigga. Like, I hate that nigga.
We're not
going
to have anybody to really roast.
Maybe I should. Little ugly ass, smelly ass nigga. That nigga smelled mad weird, first of all.
Think?
Let's get it popped. Like, the fuck are you here?
In that same, like, vein, I guess, I've noticed that a lot more people have come forward for the first time in my life and been like, yo, I'm attracted to you, and it's too much now. And I know that sounds crazy.
This nigga sound like Rob. I'm
welcome.
Akua, does anybody ever hit on you?
Bitch, nobody sees
me. Too, my nigga. So like, fuck out of here.
Let's back up. I don't get hit on some regular shit. I don't get hit on in fucking real life.
This is a fucking phenomenon happening right now. It's enough that I'm writing it down and I'm talking about it. This is a Rebecca
phenomenon. This is not a Rob phenomenon. Niggas do not hit on me in real life. They slide to my fucking DMs and some creepy shit.
Hmm. Big difference. Yeah, this is some real life shit.
I don't leave my home. So no one leaves. No one hits on me in any circumstance.
But you still getting dick.
Facts.
Oh, right, because
I'm not getting dick at all. I haven't gotten any in quite a while.
Look at this bitch complaining.
I've had one.
Shut the fuck up.
She's like, I don't leave my home, but yeah, the dick comes to me.
The dick is coming to me.
I just go straight to the dick. Like, I'm not getting anything out of this.
The dick really be around the corner.
Yeah, okay. Because it was just pure, like, shut the fuck up.
I'm going to stop talking now. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for
interjecting. Continue, Rebecca.
No, it's okay.
Oh, dick habit ass.
People are coming forward and really like being weirdly possessive of me, and I don't know what that is.
That's different. That's patriarchy. I can understand that being too much. Wouldn't be as weird if it's like, yo, I like you, like, what's up, as opposed to, I want you to be what I want you to be.
I feel like that's coming off of like this you're a good girl concept that people are putting on you.
Yeah.
Like, they want you to be that shit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my God, you're not.
Which is such a fucking weird thing that's happening now, where I'm just like,
at least you know that they
it's the incantation
like
of your voice, bro.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, you sound like a nice person. I know that you're not, for a fact.
I don't know what's going on.
You're one of the darkest niggas I've ever met.
Yo, on the time honestly. And it's just like, you, and that's why it's even weirder, because it's like, you don't even know me, bro. Like, if you had any conversation with
niggas, what's the thing? Like, they fall in love or in like with the idea of you.
Uh-huh.
And that's something that I experience
ridiculously the idea of me. Yeah. So that's been happening. And it's like, not one person, not two people, at least four different people.
That's wild.
That like are circling around me, kind of like, I just know who you are, and like, you could be this person. I'm like, yeah, and I'm like, I'm none of those things. Yeah,
do you see me naked? Because that is the real me right now. I am naked on the floor.
Did you see me in the embryonic sac?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, they've always been there. And the last but not least, like, I've just been dealing with like multiple personalities and just like trying to navigate being single. And like, mad people are coming forward and just like being weird. So my sexual energy is also weird.
It's like fluctuating.
It was fluctuating before, where I had no libido for a while, to the point where like I was just like, nah, sex is not for me. So like, I like the idea of sex, and apparently like when I get drunk, I really like the idea of sex.
It'd be like that.
But for some reason, like when I really get down to like thinking about, ooh, let me just think about being with an actual person, I'm not with it. I'm still not with it. It's so weird. I don't know what the hell is going on. I think I'm like psyching myself out, because I've just not.
It's been so long.
It's been a while.
Oh, that's interesting.
So I'm like projecting that energy where I'm like, I'm flirting with everyone a lot lately, which is like not me. Well, no, that's me. But I'm flirting with people a lot. But like, I don't know if I'm about it. I think I might be lying to myself.
Sometimes you do that though. Sometimes you be in like the text message like, yeah, I'm about to suck your full dick.
But it's like,
are we going to come through though? Never.
It's like real life shit
in my entire life.
Yeah. So I don't know. I guess this is me like feeling like I'm actually able to navigate things and trying to figure out what the fuck I'm doing,
because you're literally stepping your fucking foot into the water after that long
for the first time.
Yeah, it's like, fine for you to be like
a minute.
It's fine for you to be like, what is the water like? How does the water actually feel? How does it taste? Are you doing anything with that nigga?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know, because
is he invited to your birthday?
Yes.
Oh, you invite all your dicks.
I just wanted to see
how it was in a situation like that.
You got to invite all your dicks, because I guarantee you only one dick's going to show up.
That's what I said. And you got to weigh your options.
Rob is literally talking about their, was it homecoming?
My housewarming.
Housewarming, yeah.
And then, every other thing I've had.
It's a dick probability.
So it's a game of chance. But it's also like, because
then sometimes all of your dicks.
So I was going to say, I think all of them are going to show up, okay, and I'm like ready for it. Yeah, I'd be with it.
Please fuck all of me. All of me.
Fucks all of you.
All your cum and your erections.
Hey.
All your vaginal secretions.
Oh, God. Okay.
I did secretions wrong.
That was a pun and it was funny. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
I don't like you.
All right. Oh, that's what we're doing.
I'm the only person that likes Samantha in this room.
Yeah.
Yes.
100%.
Samantha doesn't like Rebecca, so it's fine. So it's
Samantha doesn't
energy.
Like Samantha.
Sometimes.
Should I go? Rob, you want to go?
No, I want you to go first.
Yeah, I got to
hear. I need a fucking success story.
Yeah.
All right. Well, first I'm going to tell a failure. Aww. It's not a failure. It's just sad. Bro, why did that happen? So.
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't see this
my
before.
My heart is literally racing. Because I wrote it after you said, don't trust people. And I was like, like my heart is actually beating out of my chest.
And it was really bad. Because I held the anger over it in.
So something had happened and somebody was being kind of an asshole, right?
Yeah.
They were being an asshole.
Sure.
Rob, they were being an asshole, in your opinion?
Nigger, duh.
Yeah. Nigger, duh. So something really dumb happened.
Yeah.
We actually just talked about it off mic, but that's all personal. So it got cut. But somebody hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
Who I got a fight?
This nigga.
Okay.
It's the same nigga.
I'm gonna fuck that nigga up because you know I don't like him.
That was so
me either.
Mean.
And yeah, I just it was feel very like, awkward
I feel
and
like
terrible.
I'm a dickhead on some play shit, and I'm an asshole on some play shit. But I'm actually not a mean person, bro.
It's kind of pathetic.
You don't have to actually treat me like that. Like, damn, I'm like actually nice. I'm actually really, really nice.
Gross.
So yeah, that was like weird and mean and very inconsiderate of my feelings and stuff like that. And just like, I feel like I'm a person who's been very considerate of that person's feelings. So that like hurt and annoyed me. So it was already just like, huh. So then me, Rodeca, and two other friends meet up, one of which knows that person or whatever. And we're just telling like the story or whatever and how like how much my feelings were hurt. And then the other person like starts talking about a conversation that they had with the person who hurt my feelings. And he's just like, what did he say?
So he was like, all right. So at one point in time we were drunk and he didn't know how far Sam had gotten with this person. So he was trying to put a good word in because he was like, oh, Sam's kind of digging this person. Let me talk to them and see and kind of gauge their interest. So when he was talking to the person, he was like, I don't know how the question was initially phrased, but the result was, oh, those inner hub, like who in Inner Hope Rising would you like want to like hang out with or whatever? I don't even know how the question was. The result was, oh, if I was thinking about who would be the easiest, it would be Sam first, Rebecca next, Akua, then Rob, I think. I don't know about the order of
the last
two.
The person doesn't really know you like that, so I don't think you were even in it.
So I don't even think you were in it.
Because this is before you came back.
Yeah. But it was definitely, the but still is, it
Wait,
was
is,
definitely.
Is this something that just came out recently? Like just came to light recently?
Yes. The conversation that we had was probably with this the person
we
at the bar
about
with us.
We talked about Trevor, so that
so
was like,
it was like 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
No matter what, I cannot remember 3 and 4, or even if there was a 4. But for sure, he made sure to say Sam and then me,
which I don't really even understand.
Which, and I was just sitting there like, I hate this person.
Right.
Like, how dare you? Like, you know what I mean? And it was just like. easiest is what keeps bothering me. And I had a dream where someone just kept saying, like, easy. And I was just like, and I kept trying to clarify. I was like, do you mean like easy? Like, yeah, if I had to think about my top two, easily.
Yeah.
And that's what I kept saying, like, easily these two. Or was it like, if I could smash anyone, they'd give it to me easy. And I was like, so it was disgusting, and I just swallowed it because I didn't want, because I already knew Sam was like in a vulnerable thing, and I was like, I don't want to make this about me. I don't even want to talk about it. And I just like tried to move on because it was just so, don't. My nigga.
First of
especially to somebody who you don't know that relationship.
Why would you say
you didn't even know that I knew this person? That's like, you know what I mean? So you're, if you're just generally having a conversation, nigga to nigga, kind of like, oh,
why would you even bring that up? Why would you even bring that up? Like, you know so many other things about me.
Yeah.
Why would you say that?
Yeah.
It could have been like, she's dope, she's cool, she's nice, she's funny, she's smart, she's pretty, she's easy. Come on, my nigga.
Be wary, male feminist.
The only reason you get a chance at the pussy is because I give you a chance at the pussy.
That's like, a fact.
Nigga, if
that's
a fact. I took you off my radar, you wouldn't get
exactly,
no play.
Exactly.
I want to fuck you.
Exactly.
It's not that
I
you
willingly
fuck
have
me.
Sex with people who I willingly want to have sex with, but that doesn't mean I'm fucking throwing my pussy everywhere. And if I am, so the fuck what?
Yes.
And then also, you literally throw your dick at everybody.
Hmm. I've so had who's this easy exact now? Conversation to with myself. Out loud in the shower,
like, yes, because you really gotta fight in the mirror, bro.
Yeah,
you
do. Because it was also shower. Coupled with, and the reason why this even came back up, like, organically in my brain, is because of the conversation with the white nigga who was like, Rebecca was all over me, and I was like, first the fuck of all, nobody is sweating you. So like, that's what it was, all of it coming together in my brain, where
this
I was like,
male
niggas
entitlement.
Really be thinking like, yeah. So and it makes you like want to backtrack and be like, all right. I know I'm proud of being a hoe and this, that, and forth, but it's
no,
like, these
it doesn't
niggas
make
are making,
it doesn't even make
it
run a backtrack.
Like, it makes me think to myself, like, do niggas think that that just means like, I can, no, I'm choosing. All of it is a choice. Yeah. At the end of the day, this is a choice. It's not me, you not getting it because I'm throwing it. It's because I'm fucking choosing.
Exactly, exactly.
That's it.
I'm clapping internally. It's also just hurtful.
It is.
Like, I've had, like, deep, intimate conversations with this human being. Why the fuck would you say that about me, son? Why would you say
that
about me?
Was that after
me?
The fact?
What fact?
After, like, you guys started doing stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sam.
And only because I know the person who delivered the news is not the type of nigga to stir shit. Like, he was just like,
I agree
didn't
with
wanna,
that. So yeah. Now in my mind, I'm just like, maybe, you know, this is No Malice 2019.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Maybe there was a miscommunication.
But you that's why I was fishing so fucking hard. I was like, do you want to just like, how was the tone? Tonality makes a difference. I was like, please, because it was so like, none of it was okay. But even the fact that like any names were mentioned and then my name of all names, where it was just like, I fucking don't
I
like
don't
you,
even
bro.
Understand that.
None of
I don't
us
even
like
understand
this
that. Yeah.
Like,
except for me. Except
and
for Sam.
That
that's why I'm easiest.
It makes you feel like, yo, I'm just being nice and like not a dick to you. Like, does that,
I mean, that's how niggas are though. She spoke to me, she definitely wants a dick.
But then
I'll have
you
know, nah, let me not even do it.
Dick small,
it.
Bro. I'm just
it's really not though, but like there are other things to critique, but like I won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Irks, like it's in the past. Huh? Yes.
So now the
so,
nigga.
So when we were having that conversation, I was on that dating app.
Yes.
Called BLK, where like most people, honestly, they're ugly. Men and women. I fucking,
wait,
I'm
what's
not
that
even discriminating.
BLK.
What's that?
It's an app.
Bitch. Be more specific. Like, why
it's
is it special?
App.
Is this
it's
for black
app.
People?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, black, like BLK.
Okay.
Yeah. So I moved from that because Soul
app.
Swipe. I thought you were going to get it. I'm sorry.
You, like.
I thought you were going to get it.
I kept saying black, like, but I didn't think you heard
black,
me.
Black, I'm black, black on black, black on black on
black.
Black but like, so I moved from that app because Tinder is like too white and Soul Swipe just doesn't work. I don't care if you ever want to sponsor the show. You don't work and I fucking don't fuck with your app. So like, I guess I've been using BLK kind of like off and on. Just like, oh, I need attention. Talk to me or whatever. And then niggas would be mad weird or whatever. But I think I kind of went a little bit full force as that was happening.
Yeah. She was just like fucking swiping mad. I was like, fuck this.
With left hand.
I'm a fucking
swiping. But so I started talking to someone who I was actually talking to earlier in the day, like before we even went to see Trevor Noah. And it was just like cool vibes. And he was like, oh, you look familiar. And I'm like, oh, you look familiar too. I won't talk about why, because I don't want to really get into specifics of it. But like, I don't know. It was just like really nice. And then I started talking to him more after that day. It's just funny that that happened the same day. Because it really be like when you're on your fucking last leg with niggas that a nigga who's like nice comes up and you're like, oh, wow.
There's that's hope. It's, right. It's just God pulling you in just one more fucking
God
fuck up.
God is breadcrumbing you, bro. God is breadcrumbing you.
I want you to be straight so bad. Please. This good
no gay shit. But, I mean, like, I also like try to talk to women on that app, and it's just like, there's just so many ugly people. Like, there's so many people who just use filters.
Yeah.
All pictures are filters. Why? You don't gotta do that. Natural beauty is a thing. But I sound like a hot type nigga, but whatever. So we started talking or whatever, and there was just like a lot of like things that I enjoyed and like commonalities, and he was just like a normal ass person but a goofy ass person. Rare. Or whatever. Right. Normal goofy, normal not and goofy, OD problematic.
Normal on a dating app that don't exist
at all. Because
I'll be having a conversation
not problematic
in my head that all the niggas on dating apps are defective, like, and I was just pulling evidence.
No, I'm just saying they're wrong.
And I was just pulling evidence of like the niggas I've met on dating apps, the niggas other people have met on dating apps. I'm like, if they're on a dating app,
it's
they will look good on paper and just be a
bullshit.
Big defect.
There's a large pool of bullshit, and I don't know why it is. So I'm just like, this nigga's like cool. Like, you know how on dating apps they'll be like, oh, you gonna give me your number though? Like, he never asked me that. I was just like, I just felt comfortable enough to like transition over that. Yeah. So then on like Wednesday we went out, and it wasn't even like no crazy shit or anything like that. It was just like food. It was just like normal. Like, the food wasn't even good, but I had a good ass time. Yeah. So like we just talked and hit it off. I don't want to like drag it, because one, I don't want to jinx it, and then two, he's kind of like a creep, so I don't know if he's ever gonna listen to this, and I don't want him to hear me dragging it. But it was just like,
it was a good time.
I stalked niggas on Facebook. I stalked niggas on Facebook too. Like, we were just like going toe to toe and stuff like that.
You told him that you stalked niggas on Facebook?
Yes.
You was a good ass time, I see.
Yes. And then like, I wasn't gonna like, I found out everything obviously, as I normally do. And then he was like, yeah, so what'd you find out about me though?
Nice.
And I was like, nothing. And he was like, nah, I know you know something.
I know that on May 23rd, 2017, you did have a girlfriend.
But like, you know, whatever.
But on June 16th, 2017, you no longer had a girlfriend.
But that's, like, yeah. That's actually the facts of my life. Mm-hmm. But he like pressed me on it, and then we talked about it. And then later he was like, yeah, the fact that like I never had somebody who like actually stalked me the way that I stalk people. So that turned me on. And I'm just like, oh, turn me on.
Oh, this is Samantha, a narcissistic
Sam
ass.
Sam just stands in the room with other niggas.
It's a mirror.
It's literally the Spider-Man meme. It's every time with Sam, like, with just pointing at one another. They're all naked.
It's just slightly different genitals.
Yeah, so you know the difference. Sam got titties.
That's it.
That's it. That's it.
Are you Bro. Me? That's all the time. Every
yeah,
single time.
It was just like
the more you're like me, the more I'm attracted to you.
Yeah, it was just like very lovely, right? So like we watched like a shitty ass movie, and you know I love to like watch shit and make fun of shit. That's the type of bitch I am. Yeah. And he's like up there like making fun of shit with me or whatever. Like, this is garbage. Blah, blah, blah. Like, this is gonna die.
Something.
Yes, my nigga. It was just lovely or whatever.
This is intimate.
And he didn't. It was like, so intimate, like, bro. It was so intimate. And he didn't like. He didn't try to make a move, and I was just like moving closer and closer. And I'm just like, come on,
Smith. I'm like, I am not that much of a lady. Yeah. Let's go.
So I'm moving closer, whatever, and then we start making out, and then he's like, I'm just like, I actually like really like this nigga, and I have a history of like fucking niggas and then being like, oh yeah, I do like you though, and then fucking like ghosting me or whatever. And I'm just like, not you too. So I say, okay, before we do this, like, I just want to talk about like what we are after this. And he says something like, I was like, are you gonna like stop talking to me or whatever? He was like, no, of course not. Like, we had a lovely evening. I want to have another lovely evening. I want to continue to have lovely evenings. And I was just like,
okay, put it in my butt.
What are we doing?
Don't even put it in my
orifice that I've ever owned.
Let's fucking ride this wave. You need to do no more.
And then he was like, but if you want to stop though, like, by all means. And I was like, no, I'm very horny right now.
I said, go.
Not go. Go. About it, bro. Go.
Don't even worry. So, like, he's like my height, right? So, you know.
This nigga's so fucking annoying.
God. No, not even some I need me shit. I'm just trying to like make context or whatever. Okay. So, you know, sometimes like I'm pretty short. So, you know, you think like, oh, how strong are you? Whatever. So then after I'm like, I'm pretty horny right now. He's like, all right.
He was.
Ooh, he's like, all right, so wrap around me. So I did. I did with my legs and he was like, arms too. And just, he was telling me what to do. I was like, oh, okay. So I put my arms and legs around me and just like with ease. Nigga, I'm like 160 right now. I'm the heaviest that I've ever weighed. And I've had niggas way bigger than him be like, okay, oh, yeah.
Struggle. Short niggas, we try to get powers to. Powers in their legs,
nigga,
bro.
It was ease. He just took me over to the bedroom with ease. And the fact that he even thought to take me to the bedroom and not like fuck me in the living room was just like, okay.
Sounds like I would have been fine anywhere, but all right, literally let's go.
Anywhere, but just like with. All
right, sir. Okay.
Wow.
Get you some, Samantha. Get you some, Samantha.
And then just like, we had sex. It was good sex. I wanted to be more kinky, but we'll work on that later. We'll work on that later.
Yeah.
And then like, I was really tired. So I like fell asleep and like, he came back like with rag, you know? Like, but niggas bring rag. It's important.
Without asking, without request.
He asked. He said, he actually gave consent. He was like, do you want me to clean you up or would you like to clean yourself up?
Nah.
And I was like, you can do it.
You want to fuck me again?
We can go again.
What? Without the dripping?
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah. I was like, yeah, you could do it. So then like in that time I had fallen asleep a little bit because he took care with the rag, you know, like he soaked it or whatever, but in a little bit, just a little bit of soap. Not that much soap, but a little bit of soap. So he comes back and like I'm sleeping and I feel something and I just like got freaked out or whatever because I was, you know, in a new space or whatever, a touch. But he actually just kissed me on my cheek.
I'm going to kill myself. What's the point of being alive? I bet tears just welled in my fucking eyes. What?
So sweet. Are you kidding me? And I'm going home.
And he like cleaned me up a little bit, and he was like, "Yeah, but you know, if you want like more privacy or to like really get into
I
it,
want
like
more you
privacy in his home." Like
then he walked me to the bathroom, and I like did or whatever, and I came back, and then did we try to fucking? We did, but I don't know if the time before or after. I think it happened before, and then like he was kind of like petered out, so then we just went to sleep, and like. I like move in my sleep, and every time I moved, he would just hug me really tight.
You about to marry this nigga?
Nah, OD. OD.
I hope this nigga turns out to be just as good as we think he is.
Me too, but he seems like cool. So like he did, like then the next day he didn't like ig my shit, you know? Yeah. And he's still just like, okay, so in for our next date, and for our next date, like.
Are you getting exactly what you wanted in the sense?
Like,
I hope so.
Are you kidding me?
It's like, wow.
Mm. What is this?
It's time.
Just write it.
There's a bit of me that's just jealous.
Every part of me. Every pore.
An old me is jealous of the current me, bro. An old me is just like, well, it's about damn fucking time, my nigga. And it's about damn time that it happened on the exact same day that these niggas who like fucking sell these goddamn stories or whatever, like fuck you.
Yeah.
You're out. You're fully out. But not only are you out, now I'm like,
you got
in.
Something better.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you deserve it.
Thank you.
I hope, no matter, I hope for longevity. You do.
Honestly.
I really do hope for longevity.
Yeah.
Please, dear God, do not turn out to be an actual man.
Please.
not one of these.
Not one of these niggas.
No, it's just
you
like,
know, the only thing that I'm thinking that may make it, he's short.
So?
Short niggas, like, they're different.
Also, the fucking worst, please.
Really?
Yes. I fucked them all, and they're all fucking trash.
Bye.
I had tall, short, medium, black, non-black, in between black.
He just seems really nice so far. and
just saying, bitch. Because two seconds ago, we was all talking about niggas is trash.
They are, though.
Sure,
but like, you know how also, like, you gotta be, like, fishing out, like, oh, so what do you think of R. Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Like, without prompt, he would, like, bring shit up like that. Like, oh, you know, this nigga R. Kelly is, like, really wilding out here or whatever. Like, for no reason.
He's trying to let you know.
I am.
I'm good. I'm a good one. He's trying to let you know he's dropping gems on you right now.
Bro, it's just like all like, it's like a part of me is just like, oh, you're everything that was getting on my, you're everything the opposite of what was getting on my nerves before. But then also like in these random ass ways, you're like so good.
Yeah.
Like you're just like a fucking goofball. That's so cute.
Just
I love niggas who like are okay with being like a little bit feminine or whatever. And like, I can see that and I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh my God.
We all ready. Sam is like me, and I fall in love with every nigga.
I literally fall in love with the worst
niggas. The wedding colors are different.
Yeah,
like I fall in love with everybody. This guy looks good in like a cream suit.
Yeah, so now it's like
OD bad because he's actually a nice person.
Now it's,
the future like, is written.
So
at
now,
this point.
To bring it into context, we were in the group chat and I was just being very funny because I've just been happy.
Like, let me back up. Kim is definitely always funny. Right?
Thank you.
Sam is very funny, but the level of funny Sam was being, right? It was absolutely
jubilant.
Incredible because it wasn't that just Sam was funny in our personal chat. Sam was funny in the group chat. Sam was funny on Instagram. Sam was just so funny. Sam making jokes and just mad jokes.
It
and
was
just
coming from a different place than it normally
it
was, does.
It usually comes from a place of hate.
It's usually like you can feel the darkness.
Dark fucking humor.
You can feel it.
This was not a dark humor.
This
Sam
was
fucking. This was
jubilant.
I'm making bad jokes.
Sam was jubilant. Fucking.
We using all the synonyms. And this bitch did
like,
you.
Yo, I loved it. And that, but then I was confused. And I was like. You are,
Rob called it so fucking well.
You are, I said, bro, you are extra funny today. Nigga, you got some dick. Nigga said, But she said, not just dick. I'm just happy. Like I got, yes, I did get dick, nigga, but that's not the only thing I got. Yeah. I was like, but I knew it. And then Akua, fucking mom, self righteous, was like, we're not gonna attribute
not
that to
the dick. It's the endorphins.
Though. But it's true. But
we not gonna give
said,
these niggas think they dick got power.
You're right.
It's not, but it wasn't
but,
the dick though.
And
it was
like,
it wasn't
the dick. It's just the way. It's just like the commonality of it. Because literally she got dick. And I'm like, but
you see
got
how
dick.
I never smile.
Nigga's been smiling the whole
it's
recording.
Kind of disgusting.
Just Sam's recording not smile.
You know how many all nighters I pulled this week? But just like 3 o'clock in the morning, like.
Smiling.
Life is quite nice. You're just like staring into space.
Mouth. I see your fucking molars, my nigga. I never see like for a significant amount. I'm surprised your face isn't fucking hurt. I think it is, right? I thought it did hurt because Sam does not smile as much.
I have chronic bitch face.
She hasn't used these muscles in a while.
But not, you know, I gotta take a picture for fucking context so we can post it later.
Sweatpants are
like,
to my
it's just your face. It's just your face with the fucking smile. Your fucking it's hands are at the four. But nah, shout out to you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This is like the first time you've also had a fuck me in a really long time.
Yeah, because it's just been like, niggas is trash, niggas is trash, niggas is trash. Got some decent sex, niggas is trash. Use my vibrator a lot. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
Hell yeah. Keep us updated.
Goddamn. That was some really, really lovey-dovey talk. So let's get back to the roots of the show. Let's talk about sex, am I right? So as I was editing this episode, Rebecca called me with some hot gossip about some things that might be applicable to your life. I'm talking about like condoms, lube, personal wipes. Rebecca, take it away.
So we've talked about Lola before on the show, but for those who don't remember, Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of organic tampons, pads, and liners. They now offer sex products too. Sex by Lola is here to provide the products and resources women deserve when it comes to their sex lives and beyond. It is a line of women-focused sex products formulated to deliver the sensation and reliability you deserve without the unnecessary irritating additives. They now offer condoms, personal lubricants, and wipes, which is super cool. The ultra-thin lubricated condoms are made of natural rubber latex and individually tested for contraception and STI protection. The ultra-thin design and premium medical-grade silicone oil lubricant that's on it ensures safety and without sacrificing sensation. Their personal lubricant features a mess-free one-click pump system with a water-based formula made with aloe vera that is hypoallergenic and made with 95% organic ingredients. You already know how hard it is to find things that are natural, so the fact that it's already like 95% natural is awesome. And it creates a long-lasting lubricant that perfectly mimics the natural feminine moisture and maintains a healthy pH balance in the vagina. In addition to condoms and personal lubricant, Lola now offers cleansing wipes as well. The wipes are safe to use anywhere on the body, and they are the first biodegradable all-natural wipe of their kind. They can be used perfectly for a midday refresh or a post-sex cleanup, and they are individually packaged and perfect for the on-the-go. We've had the pleasure here on Inner Hole Uprising of trying their new sex products, and they lived up to the expectations we had before with their tampons. What I personally really liked about it was that they delivered it right to my door in a well-designed, discreet box personalized for a variety of needs. I have such a big stickler for the way that like packages look, and I really like the color, and I really like the fact that it was so simple and easy to like pick up and understand. I found that the wipes especially to be super convenient and helpful because I'm always on the go, and you never know when a sporadic hookup or just meeting or any time that you just need to be super fresh and ready and on point. And they definitely help me prepare for anything. The Sex by Lola line is available by subscription, so everything is conveniently delivered on your ideal schedule. So you can start it up, pause it, do whatever, whenever. And you can start your subscription at mylola.com.
Yes, and if you want to get 40% off all subscriptions, you can visit mylola.com and enter code HOE40 when you subscribe. Once again, that's HOE, H-O-E, 40 when you subscribe. Rodeca, you said it perfectly. I loved the Lola tampons and pads. And now I have my Lola condoms and lube and personal wipes packed in my bag for Austin, if you know what I mean. Let's get back into the fuck me.
Samantha likes makes my fuck me possible. Like, what is it? What's the point? Skip.
Don't do that.
Well, I mean, it's like, yeah, nope.
That's You're it. Not going to do it?
I mean, it's just, it's not even like, oh, it's bland by comparison. But also it is. Mm-hmm. My right?
It ain't no comparison. We just have different lives, bro.
But it's just I don't know, I'm having like the opposite where I'm like, shit, like I'm like dead ass like single. Like single.
Yeah.
Which is like I'm old. I've been single for a while. I don't want the storm. I'm afraid of the storm.
I meant the storm is a good thing.
Oh, okay. Because yeah. I thought the storm was a good thing.
My shit was dry for like ages.
Facts. And it's like, granted, it's like, in the scheme of things, I still be fucking, but the sex don't be hitting. It don't be hitting. Like, it be hitting for like a second. When you like somebody. When you like, I don't like any of the niggas I've been fucking.
Exactly.
And I be thinking that I be liking, I be gassing it that I be liking. I do not like these niggas. And I think that be fucking up my
There's
shit.
Nothing to be liked.
Because it's like, I like them and then I gas them up and I get hype. And then it's like, then I get mad that they reject me, but it's like, I didn't even like them. But exactly you rejected me?
That's exactly what it is, though. Like, nah, you're right. You're right.
Like, it's really wild because then it makes me question myself. Like, bitch, I'm not even holding you up. Like, and I'm not even saying this like in a fucking classist kind of way, but I'm doing fucking great.
Yeah.
And I feel like I am what niggas, cause you, these fucking cornball hotep ass niggas, you know, I'm a good nigga with no kids and a good job. Why don't women want me? But like,
that voice.
You, that's what they be boring, sounding like and shit.
Ugly.
Right? Like,
stupid.
Fucking goat my.
Unattractive.
Boring, ugly, ashy niggas. Whack. OD ashy ass niggas.
Congratulations, but then you have
niggas
job.
Be ashy. So I try not to think like that. Like, I try not to be like, I'm doing all these great things. Like, why don't people want me? But because I just realized it's like, niggas are just horrible fucking people.
Yes.
And it really made me put it into perspective. Like, you can have everything in the world.
Yes.
And niggas will still treat you like fucking shit. Like, you could be rich.
Daisy cheated on Beyonce.
Because it'll always be.
You could be fucking beautiful. You could have the bombest pussy. You made me question my pussy. I'm like, I know my pussy popping.
Yes. Never.
I know
Never.
You. The way you be coming, I know you don't be coming like that with everybody. Because I know my pussy is just on fucking fleek.
The shit
I know
that
it's
you
on
say
fleek.
During and afterwards.
Nigga. And especially the during. And especially the afterwards, is your actions don't match my pussy, but that's your problem,
exactly.
Not mine. Because
exactly.
Your dick is not as popping as my pussy. Mm. I know my pussy's popping because I fuck my own pussy. And I'd be like, this should be hitting. Mm. My own pussy be hitting. And my pussy, you feel me? But it's like, I'm at the point where I'm like, no gas. I'm mad lonely, son. Like, I am so fucking lonely. It's incredible. I'm uncomfortably lonely. I don't like being this lonely. I don't like being the single. I don't like having to rely on my friends for every single part of my life as far as companionship goes. Mm. Like, I feel like it's not, I know that I'm not a burden because my friends really fucking love me, but it feels burdensome because I'm like, I need you. I need to send somebody this fucking nude. I'm sending you my fucking nudes. I send him my fucking nudes. I would have to send this to somebody. But I'm like, I want to send somebody I want to fuck. But I got nobody I want to fuck right now. Like, it's hard. To the point where I was about to fuck a, not even classist, but an actual broke nigga. Like, like no gas.
I have nothing to my name.
Like, and it's like, he's like, oh, you know, I live with my mom. but it's because like he's like my age, but it's like, oh, she said like I don't gotta move out till I graduate college. I'm like, all right, you have more power to you. But then he drives, but he's like, he was gonna come to my crib because he already complained like he didn't want to go out. Yikes. It was, he's that's like, like, you know, I'm money conscious. It's like, no, you broke and you can admit that. It's fine.
That shit is annoying. Like, I'm a broke nigga. Sorry.
Like, cause it's like, I'm so not, I didn't want you to come to my, I didn't want him to come to my crib. Mm-hmm. So because he's like, oh, you know, I get the bottle of weed, da da da. And I'm like, no, like,
the
I don't know.
The bottle of weed. Yeah. Oh, and so it's
like, I don't know you. And I explained that. Like, I don't know you, trust you enough to be like alone with you in any kind of space, especially with alcohol. Like, I'm smooth. Like, I can meet you outside. And he was like, okay. And I was like, sounds like a broke nigga, but I'm not sure. Turns out he actually
heed
is a broken
the
nigga.
Red flags,
right? But then we didn't talk for mad long because I went to North Carolina and I was doing my thing and I was like not worried about this nigga. Then I was like, I need some dick, so I hit this nigga up. And after like talking to him, even though he like dubbed my shit for like 5 days after I sent him some pictures, and I was like, the fuck. So I didn't text him back after that. Then he hit me up like, yo, like, hey. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what the? He's like, I'm so sorry, I'm really bad at texting. You don't forget, like, you could double text me. I was like, I already did double text you. I ain't triple texting you, bitch. After I send you pictures of myself, you're
that's
fucking wilding. Yeah. But he apologized, and he's like, look, let's meet up. I'll make it up to you. I was like, cool. I was like, you know what? I want some dick. I feel like this thing's a pussy ass nigga, because he was. And I was like, I could probably fuck this nigga up, so I'm not worried about it. I'll let him come over, fuck his brains out, and then leave. Like, just give me, like, I just need a penis. I don't even care what it's attached to. I just don't want it to, I want it to be attached to something.
Yeah.
Like, even if you hold it, like, away from your body. Like, I just want it to be attached to something that's not me. I don't want to have control of this dick. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, I came home and I'm like waiting, getting ready. And he's like, oh, well, my brother got the car. And I'm not sure if that, basically he didn't want to come to my house unless he could drive there, even though he lives not that far from me.
Mm-hmm. And he, like, he couldn't afford an Uber.
So he was saying like, oh, I'll just take an Uber, but only if you promise to, basically, like, in lesser terms, like, only if I get some pussy, I take an Uber. And I was like, I can't promise you that, my niggas. I don't know if I'm like you. Like, I never met you before. Like, this is like also a vetting process, because if I don't fuck with you, I'm not moving from this side of the couch. You're going to stay there. If you move, I'm going to fuck you up and I'm going to kick you out. Like, basically, I'll just use it for company, essentially. But like, I don't know if I want to fuck you, even though I think I do. But I'm like, I can't promise you that. And then basically, it was like, yeah, so we could say this for another time. I was like, all right, fam.
So like I said, will Uber for pussy, and I'm just really
essentially
weak.
Like, he's like, oh, only if you promise to like use force. Like, he has like some fucking nerdy ass joke and shit. And I was like, I can't promise you that, my nigga. But then I was like, are you coming or not? Because if you're not going to come, I'm going to go to sleep. It was mad late at night. And he's like, yeah, but you say this for another time. There is no other time. Who the fuck do you think you are coming to my apartment and then rain checking me, my nigga? Bitch. Yeah. But that's my life. Like, that is what my dating life has come to. So now I'm trying to fuck a problematic nigga tonight because I know the dick is going to be popping. No. Yes. We just spoke about not the other one tonight.
I feel you on that. And that's the type of nigga who will like hold you.
No, absolutely.
When you try to move a little bit because he got strong ass arms.
Oh, he's strong ass arms. Choke yeah. me, dad. For real. I'm gonna give it to ya, baby.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna give it
it's
to
like,
ya.
I'm just at this point where I'm just like, I'm lonely.
Mm-hmm. I feel you.
And that's kind of just it.
That is a phase.
Like, I went through a point where I was like, oh, I want to be with this nigga. I want to be in a relationship with this nigga. I'll be monogamous with this nigga. This nigga's not monogamous. And then he dubbed my shit. I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, I didn't even really want to be with you anyway, but you like seem like a really good partner. And like, I could probably live and build with you and shit. Like, it seemed like it could work for the social part of it. Not because I actually wanted to do this, but it felt right. And I did feel real feelings for this nigga. And it's just like,
it wasn't all of the feel. Like, you be low-key settling for these niggas. Yeah.
Settling. Because, no, he doesn't give me the emotional support that I could ever mm-hmm. need. Mm-hmm. He on some, like, when we be texting and be mad small talk. I'm not a phone-ass nigga all the time.
Yeah.
But I text a lot. I'm always on the move. But when we text, hey, how you doing? What's up? Shit, chilling. Not much.
What you doing?
And it's fucking secretarying, right? Like, it's mad fucking corny and whack. But in person, when we spent mad,
you seemed good enough.
Facts, but not. I mean, he was great in person, right? In person, in real life, I felt like there were some things that we could work on. But it's because he don't know me, how emotional I really am. He had a facade about me that I'm like this hard ass nigga, and it's like, now I'm at emotional. I need emotional support, and I felt like I could get. Like, we could work on that, but not at the end of the day. No, it was settling to a certain extent. Settling that I was okay with. Am I really okay with that? Nah, but I just needed something. It's hard. I hate it. I hate that I'm attracted to niggas. Mm. But then again, dating women and femmes is just as fucking difficult. It's just another difficult fucking world.
Yeah.
And I'm just over it all. And I just wish dating I didn't date sucks, anybody. Bro. I dating wish I didn't sucks. Want sex. I just wish I didn't want to be touched in real life.
You wish you didn't wish to be romantically fulfilled.
Yes. I'm tired of jerking off, but also yeah. that shit be hitting. But it also, after it be hitting and I be going to sleep,
I be hugging my pillow. OD.
OD.
I pillow my yo.
OD.
OD.
That's all I be having. You feel me? Like it really do be lonely. And yeah. the thing is, I have this big ass apartment right now. My apartment's fucking huge, mm-hmm. and it's so huge and lonely.
Yeah.
Like I'm almost exclusively by myself in there.
California king bed.
I hate this hoe. I just hate this hoe.
Sorry. So anyway, to proceed with what I was saying. But yeah, I have like a really big apartment and it's just, I look at it and I'm like, it deserves another person in here at least sometimes, occupy my space. Like it was different when I had my ex and I had this little ass apartment and he was just everywhere. Can I escape this nigga? Wake up, he was dead. Go to sleep, he's dead. He's always dead. He didn't even pay no fucking rent. But now it's just like this apartment deserves to have somebody fucking me on every surface. Because there's so many surfaces to be fucked
all
on.
All orifices.
Like, I even have a balcony. Fuck me on the balcony. But I cannot get laid. I have to work for dick, which I'm not fucking doing.
Never.
Like, a nigga just want to be held. I fucked this one nigga, right? And the morning time, we woke up, and he wasn't cuddling me, but he was up. And he woke up to, like, pee or some shit. And I dead ass turned over on some hood shit, and I said, yo, you better fucking cuddle me, my nigga. You in my bed.
Yeah, show like, some respect.
He was like, oh, shit. That nigga like held me for like all of 2 minutes and then just turned over. And I was like, get the fuck out of my house. Yeah. You fucking gave me subpar dick anyway.
And you can't even hold me.
Literally, bare minimum, fucking cuddle me, son. Nigga gave me dick that was okay for like fucking okay-ish. 7 minutes. And then I didn't think he came. He definitely came.
It'd be like
and
that.
It got up and I didn't know he came, so I put some lube on my pussy and shit. Like, oh shit.
Oh, you
like,
told me the story.
Yeah, because I was like, I gotta make sure the fucking condom don't break and shit. And then he got in the bed and like turned over and went to sleep. And I was like, I just put so much lube on my fucking vagina.
Put it back in.
And he like kinda like held me.
Bottle up.
And then I couldn't like reach for my fucking like vibrator and shit because I was gonna have to jerk off. I'm like, my dick is hard right now. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, come like, on, son.
And nothing.
And like no morning sex, no nothing. The fucking normal nigga I was fucking with normally is just a fucking basic boring nigga.
He's too normal.
Too fucking normal.
We don't
basic,
fuck with
boring,
normies.
Non-progressive nigga who wants my fucking attention. Fake wants
R.
my
Kelly,
attention.
I think he's all right.
Shut the
Man,
fuck
I don't
up.
Really have an opinion.
He's never said that. All right, just
I have
contest.
No opinion on anything.
Nah, this nigga's just fucking.
Will you have
trash.
Missionary sex with me?
Your missionary be doing that
sometimes. Nah, so first doing that?
Thank you. Right?
Exactly.
Like, when you like a nigga, that should nigga, be like
missionary,
okay.
Missionary being in your soul, hitting your core.
If you exactly. love him, but, let me tell you about my noon.
But like, it was just the sex was like it was good. It was cool. It was popping. But like. These niggas don't, he don't eat ass. When I said eat ass, he thought bite butt cheek.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he said some weird, creepy shit. Nigga left my house because I got mad. Left my crib, so dubbed himself. And then continued to fucking dub me. And I was like, come on, I forgive you. Like, what's, like, my dumb ass. And still dubbed my shit. And he's going to text me right now. And I was like, I'm falling back. Going to text me 2 days later. Bitch, what?
He's a dub.
Go.
He's a dub.
If you when you gone, don't forget to fucking leave, my nigga. Stay there.
Say that
like,
again.
Come
say
on.
That
like,
again.
I don't have the fucking time, boy. Like my voice, I'm so fucking hood right now. But that's how mad I am. I don't have the time. This nigga's gonna come over. We're gonna have sex, and he's gonna leave. Cause I just don't have the fucking energy.
Get a little cut in the
I'm
arm,
see,
though.
See it, no,
get a little what? Cuddle in the arm,
but
though.
What's the point?
To feel the endorphins that are released when you are held. Because that shit has had me smiling for 3 days.
But it's different, though, because you actually like the nigga.
You're right.
I don't even like the nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
I already know
he's
that
trash.
I don't like
he's
the
trash,
nigga.
Yeah.
I just know that he possibly could give
he
me
might
drink
reveal
dick.
His real self. But, like, that's
scary.
Still annoying because he's fake.
I'm like, exactly. I'm afraid of what the real self is.
Like,
right.
I feel like the real
point.
Self is actually
a
decent
great fucking
nigga. Yeah, but he's being...
But if you're going to be that... You ain't going to get into it. Mm-hmm. But whatever. Like, just essentially, just it's just a whole bunch of trash ass niggas. I'm fucking over it.
Yeah.
To the maximum fucking extent, like I'm really, really, really seriously coming to the terms. Like I'm gonna have to be alone forever to protect my fucking self. Like, and it is what it is. And I have to be okay with that. And it's really just coming to the point where I can be okay with that. And it's not something I'm okay with right now. But it's like the legitimate reality mm-hmm. that I'm just too fucking smart
yeah.
to fucking date men.
Yeah.
I cannot dumb myself down anymore. I passed that fucking extent. But niggas are so fucking dumb. Say the dumbest shit. Do the dumbest shit. Play fucking dumb on their own time. I don't got the time for it. Niggas made a rape joke before trying to have sex with me and thought my pussy was still gonna be wet. Skirt! Like, a rape joke? Do you not know who I am? And even if you didn't know who I am, because like one nigga was like, oh, but you know, some other stupid bitch might have been okay with that. Skirt!
You trying to say that I'm a stupid bitch?
No, he's trying to say that it was actually one of my friends. This nigga's such a horrible person sometimes. But it was him trying to say that another, like, trying to almost defend this thing, like another woman or another person probably would have laughed that joke off.
It's but all bad. Me it's being all bad. So it's all bad. Fucking, it's all bad. It's all bad.
So woke. I'm the one who took it personal, and that's probably why he didn't understand the mistake he made. And I'm like, but the thing is, you said it. I said you making me uncomfortable. You said it again. You thought I was joking about being uncomfortable type shit. You feel me? It was just like it's that level of stupidity, that level of childishness, that level of I can't progress further than my fucking masculinity. This is all I have. It's all I've ever learned. And even though the world is telling you need to fucking grow, I don't feel like it because I still get pussy. I still get pussy. I don't need to grow. Nigga, fuck you. Essentially, because you missing out on good niggas, good pussy, quality fucking life. I ain't gonna fucking take care of you, but I'll teach you how to take care of yourself. Nah, you not sleeping in my fucking apartment. You facts. Don't even get the fucking comfy couch. You that's feel facts. Me? Like, it's just, it's overall fucking dub for these niggas. Like, I'm sending nudes to myself. I'm visibly angry right now.
I know.
But, you know, it is what it is, you know. Whatever. Right.
I'm done. That it's ending.
Like
that.
I'm shut down.
It's like that, yeah. though. Like, this no, is exactly really. How I felt up until last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. And the shitty part is I'm not, and it's not even to sound pessimistic, but I'm not that lucky. I've never, not to say that it's luck, like, it kind of is what it is, but I've never in my entire life had somebody take care of me the way that I've just never felt it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always been like, oh, this is how I want to be treated, like, in one fucking aspect. Like, when I went to North Carolina, nigga paid for everything. Like, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to pay for
it's
shit.
Not comprehensive.
Like,
not.
You know,
and
like,
emotionally support me and be this, what, into and what I'm into
I've
and hold a decent
had
conversation.
That in
yeah.
one person for at least a day, ever. I don't have niggas be taking me out now and shit, but they be whining and dying me to fuck me, and it's like, you ain't got to do all that, but thank you. But like, but there's nothing else to it, and it's like, it's dry. I never have anybody who really is just like, I like you. That be it. Like, somebody who likes me so much that they'll actually kind of fight for me a little bit, mm-hmm. especially when it's like, oh, I'm pulling back. It's like, no, but I really like you. Like, I've never had somebody like, I want to be with you. Even if I'm not, like, with you, like, I want to be around you.
I
want to
be loved, my nigga.
I'm like, niggas don't want that from me. And I know it's not me, like, it's not anything wrong with me. It's something wrong with these niggas that I'm just a little bit too fucking powerful. And it's like, I know that my masculinity sometimes scared niggas too, because it's like, this nigga knows what the fuck they doing. And I intimidate niggas. I'm doing so fucking great in life. And it's like, well, I'm not doing as great as Rob, so I'm just going to milk you for your bomb-ass pussy and your fucking attention. And then when I don't feel like it, I'm just going to back the fuck up. I'm around when I feel like it. When you need me, I'm nowhere to be found.
That's a fact.
Fuck, man. 20,000, 10, 19, 3,412.
I'm sorry, Rob.
It's cool. Don't be sorry. It should be life.
It's true.
And niggas ain't dying. I'm still making this money.
There you go.
I still bang, got my hoes. So am I really single?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No. We were all your Valentine. Akua, what's going on in your life?
Not much.
Niggas period is taking over their minds. She's like, I can't.
Now the alcohol period. Kicked in, so I don't it's got no cramps. I'm like, yes. Okay.
Yes. Nice. I'm happy.
So most importantly, by the time this episode comes out, I would be like 3 days shy of like 12 whole months of non no penetrative sex. Wow. And I am very excited to cross that threshold. I am waiting.
The threshold, but not a finish line. You heard?
Yes. Exactly. Like, I'm waiting to get to March 6th. I'm actually waiting to get to March 7th.
Just to say that you made it over.
Yeah.
Now we on day one, nigga. Day one of year two.
Because I remember, like, thinking to myself, I want to cut myself off. I want to cut this attachment I've created to sex, and just wouldn't do it. And the more I thought about it, the more I was like trying to fuck niggas, and the more the universe was
that's really how that fucking works.
Yeah. like I'm trying to fight against it, and the universe was like, how about no?
How about more dick?
How about no?
How about more dick?
How about no? To the point where I was just like, all right, then no, nigga, I guess this is where I'm going. Like, and it has been a whole year. I'm excited.
Should we clap for you?
Yes, you should clap for you.
That's how you know that you don't gotta fuck to be a hoe.
That's a fact.
This nigga is still a thought.
Yes. Yes, I can attest to that.
I don't know if after, well, none of this gonna matter to me because the universe was like, no. I don't know after March 6th if I'll try fucking niggas again, but we'll see.
That should be. We'll see. You might do it. You might be like, back to day one. Cause,
let's go.
Or
back.
You might be like, I'm never doing this again. I'm actually going to have sex for the rest of my life. Yeah. Every hour of every day.
Is this the longest you've ever been without sex?
No, I used to naturally go through dry spells. And that's part of why I felt like I need to do it, because I could naturally go through dry spells and just not feel a need, or like it was this intense need to attach to somebody else, and I knew sex was the easiest way to do it.
Yes.
And it was me running from rejection, and it was really just me running from rejection and kind of trying to mask my emotions and like just hop from person to person to get this attachment and validation that I needed, rather than sitting down and doing the work and figuring out my emotions and fucking doing the work.
Damn, nigga. Were you dating in this time frame?
Dating,
like, not like sexually, just like dating in general, like whatever that means to you.
Have I been dating this year? No, I don't think so.
Not really.
No, not really.
Niggas is just alive.
Yeah, I've just been here existing.
Which nice. Is like, yeah, yeah. That's a thing. I feel yeah. That's a thing.
That's what I'm like, yeah.
You get lonely.
Oh, yeah. I had this period of loneliness where I was just like, and period makes it sound short, but it was like, damn, like never ending. And I feel like I finally I've just crossed that hump. And now I'm just like, I mean.
That's such a good space to be in, though. Just the I don't really give a fuck space.
I mean.
Yeah. Damn, what did that even feel like?
Like, you just don't give a fuck about it.
Like, I mean, see, I'm saying it's like I couldn't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've honestly, when you first mentioned that, I was like, I want to do the same. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I could do anything, but I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
no.
Like, the thought of like not having like sex or being around like niggas sexually is like, it's just kind of scary.
And
I'm like, where do I get it from?
That's exactly what I was trying to break myself from, because it started to feel like this angst, like this fear, like I have no validation, I have no purpose without dick. And it was
stop
like
reading me.
And it was like, it's not that real, like you will be all right, sis. And the universe stepped in and was like, no, you are going to stop this before you hurt yourself. Like, because it was gonna get bad. It was to the point where I was in a threesome and still couldn't get dick. Like, how does that happen? I'm here. I'm like literally here. There's no penetration.
That nigga
how is this
was
working?
A different nigga, though. Not saying I was in the threesome. That nigga was just a different nigga.
But that's when I knew. That threesome point was really when I was like, all right, you got to give this
yeah,
up.
Yeah, that was kind of like a cosmic like,
you
suggestion.
You
got to
give this
like,
up. Yeah. So yeah, I don't know if I'll be trying niggas or anything like that. I just, what I've been
trying niggas like it's a probiotic,
like,
or like we're at Costco's and it's like, well, I got the little sandwich bees, like,
yeah. But I don't know what's going to happen after March 7th, but I'm excited to see it.
I'm excited for you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I really want to reach that. I like aspire to be that
1 year
strong.
Celibacy?
Or not even like 1 year, just like of even attempting.
Being over it. Oh.
Even okay. The attempt mm-hmm. of saying, I'm actively not going to have sex. It is like honestly scary. I couldn't imagine not having sex. I don't know who I'd be. The longest I ever went without sex was like 5 months. Since I've been having sex since I was 16.
Yeah. That's me right now. I'm in the longest period that I've never had sex. Since I fucking lost my virginity.
And
but like,
I think
my body's like, nah. My body's like, nah.
I think my natural dry spells came from the fact that the person I was having sex with at that time, who was my son's father, I just wasn't sexually attracted to. Mm-hmm. So, and when I'm in those kind of relationships where I'm always fine with some of those relationships, I can just do without sex because I'm not sexually attracted to that person.
Cool, be fucking the wall. She be posting
what
up
that
her
wall
dildo.
Do?
Like,
yo, throwing that shit back though, because the cool got the yeah.
So, I've actually, in this later half of celibacy, I've stopped masturbating as well.
Oh shit!
Shit.
To really, priest, bro.
To really whoa, push it and see, cool. You know.
Pope of Cuba, my nigga.
What? Well, it's because
Father John II over here.
It's because God. No, it's because masturbating would kind of ignite that flame for me again.
Okay.
And
like, was it that you weren't doing, like, you weren't masturbating with the? I'm masturbating for like my own pleasure. I'm masturbating, but like in place of niggas. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And yes. Thinking about niggas.
Yes, it's not to quench a sexual desire. It's to. Like, and then, like, tapping into your own spank bank, which is bad because
that
the
fuck.
Niggas that got in there. Because
you'd be like, I hate this nigga, but that shit was hitting.
That shit
like, I literally was just telling a cool Sam how I was fucking masturbating to the worst nigga on fucking earth, but that was the best orgasm I've ever given myself in a very long fucking time. But it's like the spank bank be betraying you, son.
It does.
And it be, you be watching porn and the spank bank still come out. Because you're like, I can't even watch this fucking porn.
Or the fact that I liked a certain porn star that reminded me of a certain fuckboy. And I couldn't do it. I just could not.
Damn.
I was like, I just gotta cut all of this off. We just gotta leave this alone and just ride it out. So dealing with my PMS has been, whoo, chow. Because sex was a relief that I just don't got no more. But we'll see where it goes. I'm excited.
I hope that if you do get D, it is the most.
No,
absolutely.
If I do get dick and it's trash,
I'm
going
fight.
To jail.
Nah, I'm going to fight.
Like, nah, we all gonna pull up in the room.
That's
like,
a fact.
Like, don't even know what this was about.
What's up? You know how to do it.
What happened?
You don't know what this
what
meant.
Was head?
You had everything.
Because once I break this, like, it has to be.
This
like,
nigga's
hymen
grew back.
I am not. I don't even know how to vet niggas to see if it'll be good, but I am not. I am not giving this pussy to you. And it's like, I would lose my mind. I would commit homicide. Like, I just don't see it happening.
I'm going to be right there with you, though, my nigga. Like, we're going to fight. At the very least, we're going to fight.
No, because I can't go backwards. No.
You can't regress. You can't regress.
But then you realize that if you have sex with men,
the chances,
the probability, why I don't, yeah, not looking good.
The statistics,
like,
not looking good.
The numbers, we would be having a real conversation about A, B, C. This is like, I was to draw him a diagram. These are the things you will have to do, sir, because facts. I need to be.
And he's
here.
Gonna be like, I'm just gonna come. I know what you
I
said.
I couldn't find
but,
the click.
All right. What is this? I want to eat your taint.
Give me your gooch.
I am really proud of you though for like sticking for setting a goal and sticking to it. A year is a very long fucking commitment. I haven't done anything for a year
ever. I haven't even been alive for a year. I just keep
exactly
right
nigga respawning. I keep respawning in new fucking corners in my apartment. Crouch with no weapon, and I have to keep finding fucking weapons because this is a game of fucking Call of Duty.
Reload.
But like, not for real. And I mean, honestly, like, no, it makes it that made me even fucking think about this fucking dick appointment that I just created. And I'm like, I should just cancel it. But
do
again,
what you want to actually
no,
do.
That is, it's like I'm torn because like it made me think like, oh, why do I even want to have sex?
Because you a nigga and you have urges, bro.
I do, but I'm like, it's gonna be, it's.
You know what?
I do the same thing to myself, and then I'm not problematic to myself. love myself. I hug myself to sleep every night, nigga. So I'm like, that's what it made me think. And it's like, but that's something that I got to unpack on my own time. Not on IHU time, because I know this recording is stupid long.
We still doing,
we're not doing that. Fuck you, though.
That big fuck you, dog.
I'm sorry, y'all, but
we get to y'all one day.
It's 2 hours and back it. I don't want to edit it.
Also, okay. If you guys would like to follow us on social media, you can do so at NRO Uprising without the G on Twitter, NRO Uprising on Instagram and Facebook. You guys can follow me at Hey A Cool Girl, HEYYAKUAGRL. And hit me up right on now. The 7th and congratulate me.
Yes. You can follow me, Rodeca, at The Darkest Timeline on Instagram. And I might go back on Snapchat, so I'm sorry. But if I do that, I will.
Wow, what's up with that? You trying to see some dick on Snapchat? Yeah.
Premium Snap.
I'm apparently like fucking regressing into
it. It's like that, bro.
My nigga, you're about to turn 26, which means you're only turning 19. It's fine.
Exactly.
It's literally a different year.
Time is a construct. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pack. Anywho, if you want to follow me, I am panafrican.bootyscratcher on Instagram. I am vanta.black for my Instagram. I'm robd_god on Twitter. And my pronouns are they, them, because I forgot that. So please refer to me as they, them, not queen. Not queen with a K or Q.
Not ladies.
Not
yeah,
ladies.
We are not a gaggle of
ladies. Not a gaggle of ladies. We are
not women. Not women with a Y.
Right?
Y'all really be jagging it. Woman is definitely not that.
It's three women, one.
Not chicks, dude.
If anything, just. It's three women, one dude. If you want to do anything, if you really want to classify niggas that bad,
y'all and folks are the easiest things to say.
Hoes,
niggas.
If you're white, don't call us niggas. So I have to watch your fucking jaw,
man. We'll actually fight you.
Yeah.
But these are just things like I'm not a woman. I'm not a lady. I'm not a femme. I'm just a nigga. All right. But appreciate you and stay on my DMs.
SlamRid Instagram and Twitter. Carmen San Diego on Instagram for food and travel. Goodbye.
What the fuck?